Episode 24.
You know, not to mention we have 3.5 million people every month looking for good quality auto repair, which translates into, you know, roughly 15 calls a month per shop. That's our average.
Welcome, aftermarketers, to Remarkable Results On Point, focusing on a single topic with a guest who goes on point with the subject matter. A nice aftermarket welcome to Jill Trotta from RepairPal. She's the certification manager, and Jill is a 25-year veteran of the industry and ASE-certified tech, and she attends 40 hours of technical training per year. Jill, are you ready to go on point?
I am ready.
Welcome, Aftermarket Tribe. Carm Capriotto here. I'm not sure if you heard about this, but this week, President Obama was a guest on fellow podcaster and comedian Mark Maron's WTF podcast. It's a huge get for Mark, and maybe even the pinnacle in the world of podcasting. And, you know, that just makes me wonder, who's the biggest get in the auto care industry? Maybe it's you. And if you have an idea, get it to me. Email me at carm@remarkableresults.biz. Our listenership has grown each week, and I thank you for that. Keep the cards and letters coming, including the survey that many of you are taking. And it really helps me understand you and your listening habits. And I promise you'll need only about 2 minutes, 10 questions, really quick. And head over to the website and find the survey button. Now on to our on-point guest, Jill Trotta from RepairPal. She was promoted since we did the interview, and I want to give you her official title. It's Director Automotive Groups. RepairPal intrigued me, prompting to call her for an interview. I noticed that some of my previous guests display the RepairPal logo on their websites, and according to Jill, there are 1,200 participant shops. However, and you would probably agree with me, that's a small number compared to the number of shops in the industry. Yet, she discusses a vetting process that's necessary to keep RepairPal's integrity high. She was kind to grant me an interview to help understand the value that RepairPal brings to the service professional. So let's go behind the scenes with RepairPal and with Director of Automotive Group, Jill Trotta, who, by the way, is an ASC-certified tech. So enjoy. So give me RepairPal's 30-second elevator speech.
Well, we have two products right now. The first one in our premier product is our Fair Price Estimator for Auto Repair. And we couple that with a network of shops, about 1,200 right now throughout the country. These shops are generally considered to be some of the best shops in the country. They go through a thorough certification process before we will list them on our site. You know, we are working to bring trust and transparency to the automotive industry.
How long has RepairPal been around?
RepairPal's been around for 7 years now. It started out with just the estimator.
And you are adding how many new shops a month?
You know, we add about 60 new shops a month at this point.
And you mentioned that you're vetting them out. So that's part of your job, right?
That's my job, yes. I came on when we had about 150 shops, and we have about 1,200 shops now.
And 60 new on board coming. So what's the process to qualify, as you say, some of the best shops around?
What we do is they apply to our program. We have a technical application that checks out their training and the background of their staff, the tools that they have, and, you know, just kind of their general overall presence online and in the community. From there, we couple that with a survey of their customers from the last 90 to 180 days, depending on the volume of the shop.
It seems like it's a pretty thorough process. Keeps you busy?
Oh, yes. It keeps me very busy.
Who reaches out? Does the shop want to get involved with RepairPal, or do you look for shops?
Well, it's a little bit of both. We have a landing page that shops go on and they can request to be contacted. And we also go to trade shows and, you know, we've really done a good job of getting our name out there. And, you know, we actively solicit like the really good shops like ASE Blue Seal shops, you know, shops that are really highly rated. But even though they're really highly rated on other review sites, we still do the verified customer reviews.
So what are the top reasons that shops want to get involved with RepairPal?
You know, I think we have really good industry, well, not really industry affiliations, but affiliations with major organizations. We're affiliated with AARP. They recommend our service to their customers. We also recently are working with USAA to provide services for their customers as well. And we have over 3.5 million site visitors a month that come to our site looking for good quality, fair auto repair.
So I decided to get on the website, put in my zip code. I put in another zip code and another, and it listed shops in my marketplace, but none of them were RepairPal shops. So you have voids in major metropolitan areas?
Which area are you in?
I'm in the Niagara Frontier area of New York State, the Buffalo-Niagara Falls area.
I'll let them know that we don't have a shop in that area, but we do target major metropolitan areas. Right now, I think we're in all 50 states. We may not have a shop right now in West Virginia, but I know we have shops in all the other states.
Have you ever picked up the phone, called the shop, and says, listen, we really need you to be involved in RepairPal, but they made a decision not to?
Yeah. I mean, that happens all the time. You know, they have to meet basic criteria to even apply. And that basic criteria includes they have to have at least the 12-12 warranty. Mm-hmm. They have to be attending consistent ongoing training. You know, they have to have more than one person. It can't just be a one-person shop. It needs to have at least two full-time employees.
So the key benefit of being on RepairPal is what?
I think the key benefit to being on RepairPal is a third-party verification. Somebody else has checked out your shop and that has, you know, made sure that the best practices for auto repair are in place in your shop. So that way when consumers go onto our site, they know that we have thoroughly vetted those shops and we've checked them out. You know, not to mention we have 3.5 million people every month looking for good quality auto repair, which translates into, you know, roughly 15 calls a month per shop. That's our average. And some shops, you know, some areas get more, some get a little less. You know, it depends on the area.
So I went on, actually found a metropolitan area that had a RepairPal shop, and I see that there's a rating system when you dig down deep enough and you find out that they're rated. And these are rated by customers, they're rated by the public. How's that work?
Are you talking about the reviews?
Yeah, the reviews. Maybe it's the reviews, yes.
The reviews are all their recent customers. Those are customers that we went in and got the information and we did an independent review of their customers. So that's where that comes from. It's all verified. You know, other review sites, anybody can go on there and leave a review. On RepairPal, it has to be a customer from that shop. The public can go on there and review shops, but those reviews will also be verified with the shop and with the customer.
Is RepairPal a hard sell to a shop?
You know, it's increasingly as we gain presence in the marketplace and as consumers, you know, we get more and more consumers coming onto our site and wanting, you know, the verification and wanting to know that they're going to go and have a good experience there. It's getting to be not such a hard sell. I've certified and my team has certified, you know, all these shops. And my final vetting process is, would I send my mother there by herself?
That's a great way to think about
it. You know, my mom went to the Lexus dealer because she felt like I was too busy and couldn't help her. And so she took her car to the Lexus dealer and I had to spend 2 days there with the Lexus dealer because they really did some pretty not okay stuff. And I had to go and unwind it for her and get her money back.
You mentioned earlier transparent pricing. Give me an idea what you're talking about.
Well, when the repair price estimator is designed, it's designed with fairness in mind. It is not a cheap price estimator. It is a fair price estimator. And that takes into consideration that in order to operate a good shop in today's marketplace, you have to be able to hire good staff, have tools, have all the things that you need to provide the customer with the best experience possible. So our estimator is designed with that in mind, and it's designed to give a price range, you know, taking into consideration, you know, parts prices and quality and all kinds of different things. So that way, when the customer comes in, they have an idea about what that should cost.
But do you think they're going to go in expecting that they're going to get the low? Let me rephrase that. Mm-hmm. As I was doing some research on RepairPal, I saw some pretty wide gaps. I was just looking at a brake job with rotor, and it was up to 500. Maybe it was down to about 250, 275. Yeah. And how could I really get an honest handle on what a real brake job in that market would cost?
Well, you know, that takes into consideration the quality of parts. You know, you can buy an inexpensive brake pad, or you can buy, say, like an Akebono brake pad. The price difference in that those brake pads is going to be, you know, in the probably $20 range for the inexpensive brake pad, up to probably $60 or $70, you know, for the Akebono brake pad. And same with the rotors. You can buy inexpensive rotors, or you can buy, you know, and that's up to the shop to explain that. You know, it gives the shop an opportunity to have that conversation with the customer about, you know, I can put these parts on your car. I can put these parts on your car. Here's the thing. Your car's still going to stop. But here's going to be the difference in the two. One's going to last longer. One may be a little noisy. One may be smoother. You know, what is the difference? It gives the shop the opportunity to educate the customer.
So let me make it clear. You're not really saying that this is what you're going to pay. You say it's an estimator. So if I searched online, found a RepairPal shop, I saw that estimator, if you will, you called it a repair price or a fair price estimator, I'm going to pick up the phone or make a phone call. And if it's not within that range, am I going to walk away from this potential new repair shop that I want to go to?
Well, here's the thing. If it's a RepairPal certified shop, we stand behind that price. So if the price, like if the shop finds that we're wrong, or the consumer finds that we're wrong and they're charged over the as top of the estimator, we stand behind that, meaning that you need to submit, the shops usually do it, they submit to us to say the price is wrong, and we stand behind it and we reimburse the shop. If the consumer comes to us, we do the research and we will reimburse the consumer.
Okay, so my next question, now it's getting a little clearer to me, is where is the data coming from that gives you this range? Is it coming from the shop you just vetted who is in your program, or is it the market?
Are you talking about the prices in the estimator?
Yes.
We use the major, you know, estimating products that the shops use. You know,
that's
we have access to that. We license those products and we incorporate them into our estimator. Now, as far as like the labor pricing goes, that goes by zip code. And that's all, those are, you know, the zip code, what that market bears for the labor rate.
Where are you getting the data on labor? If, say, for example, you're not in a market, as an example, where I live, and you get a shop to sign up, where are you getting that labor rate? Is it right from that shop?
No. Well, if we have a lot of shops in an area, then that is taken into consideration. There's market data that we have accumulated from, you know, all the different zip codes in the United States. There's all different ways and ranges, you know. I mean, a range, you know, say in West Virginia is really low, from like the 40s to the 60s, whereas we're in the San Francisco market where we're talking like 100 to 140, you know. So that's all taken into consideration. It's all market data. You know, we do ask each shop what their labor rate is, and you know, those things are taken into consideration. So there's a lot that goes into it. We have a whole team of engineers that works on it.
Excellent. So I'm a repair pail shop. Can I expect a certain number of opportunities to come by to estimate each month? New customers?
You know, yeah, if you're signed up, our average is around 14 or 15 calls per month. We have different, it depends on what market you're in. I was just doing some research for a potential new partner, and we have shops in certain markets that are getting 50, 60 calls a month, you know, and then it kind of falls on the shop to be able to convert those leads. We can, you know, make your phone ring all day, but as we know, you know, phone skills in the industry is something that definitely needs to be addressed.
We're going to have a podcast, an on-point podcast on that in the very, very near future. So thanks for bringing that up.
Yeah, that is very important. I talked to thousands of shops and oh my gosh.
Is there a fee to be involved in Repair Pail?
There is. There's an application fee and it's generally $199 a month to apply. And then you get the first month free. So you can try it out. And then after that, it's $199 a month.
So you have an investment of $199 a month.
Yeah.
What is Repair Pail doing to drive customers through to me?
We're partnering, you know, every month we bring on new partners that will refer their customers to Repair Pail. You know, we do a lot of internet marketing in areas to get people to come to Repair Pal. You know, we do a lot of press. When I started here 2 years ago, we had about 500,000 site visitors a month. And in that 2 years, we've grown to approaching 4 million, 3.5 million every month. People are kind of, they're starting to get it. Shops are getting it. You know, I looked on a shop's website and he had a whole blurb about Repair Pal and what it was and that our certification actually means something. It's consistent across the country and it's consistent about what we require from shops. You cannot pay to play.
What do you mean you can't pay to play?
There's a lot of services out there where you pay your monthly fee and they list you and you're a great shop. Repair Pal doesn't do that. You can pay us. We'll evaluate your shop, but we're not going to list you on our site unless you meet the criteria, unless you get that NPS score, which is a net promoter score. We use a net promoter score. That's like a nationally recognized customer service score.
I understand. So what you're saying is they are paying to play, but you're vetting it out. There's a whole lot more substance to it. Is your software mobile optimized?
We do. We have a mobile app. And our we have a mobile app, but we also, everything is optimized for mobile.
So why are you better than your competitors?
Because we check out our shops, you know, and we give our shops the tool, you know, to open a conversation with the consumer. You know, the fair price estimator estimates fair pricing, but it also gives the shop the opportunity to explain the difference between the top and the bottom. You know, and to explain why, you know, why they're a great shop. It kind of, it opens a conversation and a line of communication. And since we're a third party, we're not involved directly in that, you know, we're not profiting off of whether they meet in the estimate or anything. It's just like saying, hey, this is what's fair. And it gives the shop the opportunity to talk about the top and the bottom and what's fair and why they're a really good shop.
Thank you, Jill. Hey, I have to tell you, I learned an awful lot in a very short amount of time, which is what On Point's all about. So I want to thank Jill Trotta, Certification Manager at Repair Pail, a 25-year veteran of the industry, and you sure do know your stuff about Repair Pail. Thanks a lot.
No problem. Thank you.
I hope you enjoyed that. Hey, you know, I make a rule to post to Facebook each day. So find us at Remarkable Results Podcast or click on any link found on the website sidebar. Please give the page a like. Thanks. Thanks for being on board to listen and learn from another inspiring aftermarket professional. Until next time.